Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. On this eighth day of Christmas, we come to church not merely because it's the first day of the year, although that's a good thing, but more significantly, we come because it's the eighth day. It's the circumcision day, the day of the covenant, the day of the naming of Jesus. And any Jew who had had a baby boy knows this. And having just celebrated the birth of Jesus into this family, we celebrate and we arrive at the eighth day, the day Jesus Christ will enter into the Abrahamic covenant, the day of his circumcision, the day of his naming, the day when Jesus will bleed for the first time. I remember when I grew up, I had grown up in a very Catholic neighborhood. 40 kids on our block. We were all Catholic. We walked to the Catholic school each day. When I was going into eighth grade, we moved into a very Jewish neighborhood. And we knew that the first Christmas. We were the only ones with Christmas lights on our house. Our neighbors had a baby boy. And they invited us on the eighth day to the brisk. It was the first circumcision I had witnessed. The Moyle came in his Jaguar, and we gathered in the living room, and I witnessed the brisk. The eighth day. The church on this eighth day remembers as well Mary as mother. And certainly we are reminded that Mary did more than just bring Jesus into this world. She actually gave Jesus his flesh. We know that he shared her DNA. We know that she was his mother. Perhaps he had her smile, her dimple, the color of her hair. We certainly know that he had her perfect love. And on this day when we remember that motherhood, that Jesus made Mary a mom, we would be good to remember that Jesus made Mary our mom too, that some of the last words that he spoke on his cross as he was dying for us was giving Mary to us, and us to her. And on this day when we celebrate the motherhood of Mary, we can't help but to acknowledge that Mary, our mother. Finally, we have these shepherds. And having heard of the shepherds in the scriptures for so long, I read something recently that I never knew and would like to share with you. Namely, the reality of what was called in the day Levitical shepherds. And these could very well have been the shepherds in the Nativity story. Levitical shepherds were those who had been chosen and trained to attend the flock of sheep that were to be used as sacrificial lambs in the temple. We know the sacrificial lambs had to be spotless, without blemish. They required special treatment and observation. And according to the law of the day, the sheep that were used in the offering were one-year-old male sheep, having been outside for 365 days. When they were ready, they were taken to the temple, inspected, and then offered on the Sabbath in the temple. When a mother ewe was preparing to give birth, the shepherds would take her to a special birthing place, a cave that was designated as such. And it was there that the ewe would give birth to the sacrificial lamb. The cave was kept sterile and clean for the arrival of the newborn. And the newborn lamb was immediately wrapped in clean swaddling clothes. Clean swaddling clothes that described in the Bible protected and kept the lamb from blemish or danger. It consisted of a cloth tied together with bandage-like strips. And when the declaration was made to the shepherds that a babe had been born and was wrapped in swaddling clothes and could be found in the manger, they knew exactly where to go. They knew the cave. They went. And they found him who is Lord. My friends, the shepherds in the story of Christmas. This story of Christmas continues. It continues to unfold. It continues to heal because the life of Jesus continues. And he is now with us. He is Emmanuel. He is God. And he has come for the great offering of himself. And it is you and I who have the privilege to receive him. He has power. He has healing. He has what we need, salvation. And as we begin this new year, let us welcome that salvation. Let us thank God that we begin not just a new year, but we continue Christmas. And may Christmas continue to unfold with all of its beauty, with all of its power, with all of its healing strength. God be with you.